The carpenter's shop and the serving dining rooms in Canterbury Street, where the homeless get a daily meal, collaborate during the year to feed at least 250 homeless people every day. However, in December, the dining rooms close for an annual break after a year of serving meals every day. This then leaves approximately 250 people in the immediate surrounding area of Frederick and Sea Point without food. Janet Chedwick, the organizer of Feed 5000 Initiative, has a plan to make sure that the homeless are not hungry this Christmas. And she joins us live in studio this morning. Janet, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Abunkile. Nice to be here.
Absolutely fantastic. So talk to me. How did all of this start for you?
Well, basically, I've been at the carpenter's shop, this will be my second Christmas time, and, our social team works throughout the year, with an effort to reintegrate and reunite our clients with their families and reintegrate them into society. But it's really difficult to do that when they're hungry. So at the moment, the service dining room donates tokens for a meal that we give to the people who come and do their ablution. So they come and have a wash and they get a meal for a token for a sit down meal at about 11 o'clock. And it makes a huge impact on the numbers of people that actually come to wash, which is quite surprising for me. So during December, mid-December to mid-January, they shut down for the annual break. We also do, but we're quite passionate about making sure that the services continue. So during that time, we decided to feed them. And before, we used to do sandwiches and get people together. And because I used to be a chef, I thought it would be easier to do like a proper hot meal that they can come and it's something nutritious, vegetables, meat, if we can get it, and starch.
And talking about that, I mean, it seems like this is a very personal for you then. Am I right? And,
yes.
And if it is, why is this such a very personal initiative for you?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's quite a long story, so I'll try and keep it short.
We've got time. We'll go for it. We've got time.
Personally, my mom was killed 7 years ago, and the newspapers played up a homeless man kills granny angle, which really annoyed me.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Thank you. There's so much positive that had come out of it. And so I actually stood up and I spoke out against it, but it's not enough to speak out. You have to do action as well. So what I did is I started getting involved with homeless people, and we all had our stereotypes. You know, you go in and you look at people on the streets and you ignore them because they become almost like part of the scenery. And I decided to challenge that. So I started to get involved with people, and it absolutely blew my mind. I got to speak with, especially during the Feed 5000 challenge, I got to engage with so many people on the streets, and the stories that they have are fantastic. I met Patty, who's a theologian. He actually went all the way up to his master's. He didn't complete his master's, but he studied his master's in theology and did his thesis on the central themes of the Bible. And there were people who came to eat with us who played like John Abrams, who played the trumpet. We've got poets who are published in the Life Writing Anthology. Nathan, all these stories and these amazing people just absolutely blew my mind. And there was this little old lady, Auntie Susan, who would come every day for the food. And she'd come and she'd bring her R1. And I'd say to her, Auntie Susan, you know that it's free. And she goes, I know, but I pay for my meal when I come to the service dining room.
Ooh.
I know, the dignity. Hello. Yes.
All right, I hear that. And listen, it's quite interesting, you know. Sorry, you caught me then. I know you were just explaining, but you talk of the homeless as part of the scenery. Those are powerful words. I mean, every day, I see a homeless person. Mm. Not that we are saying, and by the way, to you at home, not that we're saying you must feel guilty or whatever, or anything else but like that. But let me ask you at home also, have you ever noticed how homeless people are just part of your scenery? I mean, N1 outgoing or N1 incoming, they're just there. But it never hits you to say, there they are. It's just, well, there they are. Mm. All right, you joining us at home at 12 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock. Joining you in conversation live in studio now then is Janet Chedwick, the organizer of Feed 5000 Initiative. She says she's got a plan She's got a plan to make sure that the homeless are not hungry this Christmas. She joins you live in studio this morning to just talk to you about how she plans to go about this and what she needs and how you can actually get involved in assisting. So let's talk about the plan that we have. You've got the plan, but there are some things that you need to happen. So maybe a bit of a plan once again. And what do you need to make it happen?
Great. What we've done is we're collaborating with other nonprofits, so places like Ladles of Love and RPJ Helping Hands, who feed at the Carpenter Shop throughout the year. They've all come together and they're taking days on. So between the two, between all of us, and we've also got restaurants getting involved and boutique hotels getting involved, taking days on. And we've called out to volunteers to please sign up for a day to come and serve or to help us with meal prep. So if you want to go and sign up, you can sign up on www.tcs.org.za. And also what we're calling out, what we need help with is we need financial support because we are buying the ingredients. You're welcome to bring your food donations if you'd like, but we get them really cheaply. So what would cost you 60 Rand if you're going to get a cheap chicken? If you're going to get a whole chicken, it'll cost you 60 Rand, but it'll cost us 30. So, yeah, we're good like that. We shop around.
Bravo.
Yeah, so financial contributions are amazingly helpful, but also we want to get people engaged because I feel that that's the way to get people involved with the Carpenter Shop.
All right, so you've mentioned three things here. We talk about financial donations, we talk about volunteers, and we talk about food sponsors, and including Christmas Day and New Year's Day in the form of meals and all of this. I want us to break them down, you know, one by one, so that we give them enough attention, and that whoever's listening, they get an idea of how they can get involved. Let's talk about number one. I mean, food sponsors for 6 days, including Christmas Day. What's this all about?
Okay, so after we've got everybody involved, I'm still looking for hospitality industry people, anybody who can cook for 250 people. I'd love to take on a day. So we're calling out to organizations to sponsor a day's meal so that somebody else will cook. Otherwise, I'm left cooking about 8 meals during the day, during the time. Yes, I can do it, but it's much better to have help.
Yeah, that it is. sounds better. And then in terms of volunteers, how many volunteers are we talking about and how do they get to volunteer? Where do they go?
So I have put it up on our website. There's a volunteer calendar. So if you go onto the website and you click on the volunteer tab, it'll take you to a calendar and you just have to sign up. We only need about 10 people a day to serve. It goes really fast. It's not a huge time commitment. If you arrive at 10:30 or 10:15, you can be there and you'll be out by about 12:30.
All right. And you've spoken also about financial donations. Let's talk about that also. How do people get involved around that? What are you looking for? Is there a specific fund that everything goes into?
Yes, it goes into our bank account. What we do is we've budgeted. So if you make a donation towards Feed 5000, we put that all towards ingredients and everything goes. What's lovely is because we're a direct organization, it just goes towards helping our operations and helping us feed the 5000 or serve the 5000 meals. And what happens is if you donate and we reach our target and then somebody donates food on top of that, we'll use the money towards our operational side, so paying salaries as well and doing the administrative costs. But I do fundraising, and so we normally do it around projects, and then anything that's left over we allocate towards operating costs.
Maybe just bring us into you can give us an idea. For many of us, we always sit back and we're like, yeah, it's just food, it's a soup kitchen, it's this. How expensive can it be? But as I've come to learn and understand, it is a very costly initiative, what you are doing. I mean, just give us an idea. I mean, what is the cost of providing this service that you're looking to provide?
Well, the food, we are keeping it. We're very lucky in that we don't have, we're part of a trust. We're beneficiaries of a trust for rent. So we have prime property in the center of town, like in the hub of things, and we don't pay the rental. We just have to pay the maintenance costs and things like that. So we are fortunate enough to not have huge expenses for running costs. The ablution facilities, which is our normal day-to-day service, costs about 15,000 Rand a month. This year we've washed about 14,000 people, well, 14,000 washers, and we've served about 2,500 people during this year alone. That's individuals. And for the Feed 5,000 project, it normally costs about 10 rand per head because we keep the costs low. And we're looking at about 250 to 300 people a day.
That is a lot of people. That is a lot of people. And if you've just joined the conversation, we have only about 6 minutes left now for this conversation. We're chatting to Janet Chadwick, the organizer of Feed 5,000 initiative, who says she's got a plan to ensure that the homeless are not hungry this Christmas. I need them to know, Janet. I need them to know you've got the plan.
We
must help. You know, when someone's got the plan, because the toughest part of any initiative is the plan. Once the plan is there, we can just get on board and we can assist, we can work with that. And I imagine this initiative has already started. It continues up until when?
It continues up until the 13th of January. So from the 15th of December to the 13th of January, we're cooking pretty much every day. I think there's about 2 days of the month that we're not going to be cooking.
All right. And talking about, you know, the initiative that you have, and we've also talked about, you know, the homeless people. If we're talking to the Cape Talk listeners about, you know, the homeless and some of the initiatives that you have done, what are some of the things that we as normal South Africans don't take note of, but you've come to learn are quite important when it comes to the initiatives that you do and the homeless?
That's a difficult question. So, because, you know, I've been kind of engaging so long, I forget what we take for granted, which is ironic. So I think one of the things I wanted to know is when you engage homeless people, I always wanted to know, is it okay to be talking to people on the street, or is it kind of like putting your head in somebody's door and going, hey, how's it? Which is a very white thing not to do, because like caring, you don't want to engage people because are you intruding on their privacy? So I just asked, and I've been really privileged to have access to people who are happy to have conversations with me and answer questions. So I ask them, and I'm quite cheeky about it. So I'm like, do you want me to come and say hello to you, or would you prefer me just to leave you alone? And they said, no, talk. And one of the Swedish students who are doing their learnership with us this year, she said she asked somebody once, they were talking to themselves. You know how crazy people look when they talk to themselves? And she asked him, why do you talk to yourself? And the woman answered to her, I need to remind myself that I'm human. Nobody's looked me in the eye for 3 years. I know, that was heartbreaking. I know.
Oh, no. I know, I just got chills now also. Because I suppose it's not something that one should feel guilty about, but like you said, it's one of those things where, homeless people just become part of the scenery, and you never actually think that, you know, what would it be like to not have a conversation with someone for 3 years?
Well, think about how annoyed you get in Cape Town driving. You know, if somebody does a terrible move, okay, and they kind of cut you off. Okay. Now, you know how annoyed you get because it's like you're not noticed.
Yeah.
But as soon as they put their hand up and they acknowledge it, it's like you can almost wipe out my entire family. But if you acknowledge it, it's okay. It's fine.
if you say thank you, I'm okay with that. Janet, we are concluding the interview now, but I was just hoping once again we can remind the listeners, what do you need and how do they get involved?
Okay, so sign up on the website if you're an individual. We've got spaces open, or get in touch with me on Janet, J-A-N-E-T, at tcs.org.za. So if you want to know anything more, if you think you might want to get involved but not sure. Also, you're welcome to donate. We've got lots of ways to give. So whether it's donating to our usual functions, if it's donating to Feed 5,000, you can donate in kind, you can donate money, you can donate time. We'll take it all.
Anything is welcome. Anything, absolutely anything is welcome. Janet, listen, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. And thank you for being a leader in our community.
Thank you. It's awesome to be able to be on the show with you, Abangile.
Thank you so much. To you listening at home, by the way, that is Janet Chadwick, the organizer of Feed 5,000 Initiatives, who needs your help in making the dreams of others come true, saying that she's got a plan to ensure that the homeless do not go hungry this Christmas.